USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virus restrictions being put in place by Oregon Governor Kate Brown have been upheld by the Supreme Court. She says they're not lifting any more restrictions due to a spike of new cases.
This is essentially a statewide yellow light. This one-week pause will give our public health experts time to assess what factors are driving the spread of the virus.
California's governor has been told that he's overstepped his authority. Governor Newsom's changes to allow mail-in ballots in November have been temporarily blocked. The Center for Disease Control says cases will go up as people go out more. Deputy Director Jay Butler.
The direction of the pandemic is in all of our hands, so let's wash those hands. Maintain social distancing, wear full cloth face coverings when possible.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Brazil has become the indisputable center as the world's second highest nation, with the number of deaths from COVID-19 at almost 42,000. USA's John Clemens reports.
Brazil's Ministry of Health reports the cumulative total of over 828,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus, with almost 26,000 new infections, with another 909 people losing their lives, second only to the United States. Dr. Mike Ryan of the World Health Organization says Brazil's healthcare system was standing up to the pressure.
The system, as such, from the data we see, is not overwhelmed, but certainly in certain parts of Brazil, there's a significant pressure on the intensive care unit bed occupancy, and again, we commend the brave frontline health workers.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Los Angeles County has released safety guidelines allowing film and TV productions to resume after being shut down since March due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Screen Actors Guild, the Directors Guild, the Teamsters, and more contributed to protocols for production. These include regular testing and symptom monitoring, staggered meal times, and hand washing, as well as sanitizing. Employers are expected to provide personal protective equipment. Cast and crew are required to wear cloth face masks, but only essential cast and crew are allowed on set. If actors can't wear a face mask, they need to stand 8 feet apart. Guidelines say actors should do their own makeup and bring their own props, and whenever possible, avoid sharing. Not only are fight scenes and love scenes discouraged, but actors should remain as silent as possible to avoid spreading droplets through talking. The document says scenes requiring cast to be closer than 6 feet should be kept as brief as possible, and crowds of extras should be avoided. TV shows can use paid staff as the audience, but only sitting 6 feet apart and filling no more than 25% of the audience. Details on crew meals say that buffets are no longer allowed. Any food item must be single serving. The guidelines also say there should be one-directional traffic, frequent hand-washing breaks, and provide hand sanitizer throughout the entire set. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.